Very good. Okay, we are in Hilchos Trumin, Rabbi Isai, Siman Shin Tzadik Zayin. And we are up to see if you dalet, and I hope to complete the Siman tonight. Beis Hashem Yisboach Shemoy. We are continuing with the Lochos of the belongings. Where's the Trum of one person's belonging? We spoke about your heart and about the various items. How far can it actually be taken on Shabbos? See, if you dalet speaks about the boir, a water in a boil, in a pit, sheliochid of an individual. That's four lines from the bottom of the pit. Hariu kiragle ba'ilov. V'shelo yisoyir, kiragle ansho yisoyir. What happens if you've got a pit of water? You want to know how far can you actually take the water from there? How far can you actually take the water? Because that's very relevant. Okay. We all know that there is still wells in Yerushalayim which are still visible. Of course, they're not used anymore. So you go to Me'as Sha'arim. If you notice, if you keep an eye, you'll see there's a number of wells which are closed off, obviously now, but they still exist. Not so in London, I don't think. Will you still find some wells somewhere in the? You probably won't find in Wales. You'll find some. Yeah. So in Yerushalayim, when you go to Me'as Sha'arim, I can actually tell you where. If you go behind, not on Me'as Sha'arim road, the road behind, towards Kikar Shabbos, if you go parallel to Me'as Sha'arim, there's at least two. So they're closed off now, but you can still see them. They use them until. So you want to take water from there. You want to know how far can you take the water? So again, assuming that there's no Hoitzah question, no carrying problem, just in terms of tchumen, walking, how far can you actually take that water? So the halacha is as follows: boil shel yochid, haru kiragli bailov. If it's an individual, a privately owned, then it's as far as the owner, makes sense, right? For shel yisoyir, what if it's public domain? What happens if this water in this pit is public, is council, is belongs to the city? Then it's as far as the city's boundaries are. We have not spoken about this extensively yet, but yes, indeed, every city has got its boundaries, its tchum. And if it belongs to a city, then it will be part of the city's tchum. What happens if it's a hefka boil? If this pit belongs to no one, it's ownerless. It's not privately owned. It's not council owned. It's hefka. Anybody who wants can just draw water from there. The halacha is, it's because it's hefka, then the person who takes and draws water from there, whoops, that's when the tchum starts. So it goes according to the mamale, the one who fills the water, it goes according to him. That's the halachas of a boir and its water inside it. See, if Tezvav speaks about Noro's rivers, Amoshchin, moving rivers with water, whom I don't know is Anovim and springs. How far is the water? How far can the water go? So you've got a house, in the back garden you've got a spring. You've got a river in your back garden. You want to take some water from there and carry it. How far can you take the water? Where was the starting point of the water? What's the tchum of the water? Ever thought of that? Imagine. Halacha is arei kiragli amemale. It's like the person who draws the water. That's how far you can take the water. As far as the person drawing the water. What happens if water came from outside of tchum into the tchum? Memale meba Shabbos v'nitzchlam b'yom tov. You can take from it on Shabbos and yom tov. You can take water from it. So that's why probably we can. What about if you open the tap on Shabbos? Where is the water from? Which is where? Miles away. So why is it not considered a problem of tchum? So therefore, you're right, it's covered. So in terms of Hotzah, carrying on Shabbos, there's no problem because it's all probably in a private domain, perhaps a Mokum Tur, but probably in a private domain, Rishus Yochid. So therefore, there's no problem of carrying it. But I'm not talking about carrying, I'm talking about Tchum. Tchum has nothing with carrying. Could be a Shus Yochid or Shus Rabim, anything. How can you take the water? It's like, maybe it's out of, it's an item which is from Chutz Tchum. If you're telling me the reservoir is miles away, where, which is the water that you take from your tap, where is it from? Where's that reservoir? Reservoir? Where is it? Where is it? Levat, yeah? Okay, so that's... Okay. So the halacha is, Rabbi Yisrael, is okay. And the reason is, because it's keragle hamemale. The halacha is that the water that comes from a moving place, the halacha is that it will have the halacha of the person that is drawing the water, using the water, he goes according to him. Ah, you're going to say, for 1 second, I only took the water on Shabbos afternoon. And the Tchum is defined by when? When Shabbos comes in. Yeah, but nevertheless, retrospectively, the Tchum, it goes according to my Tchum. So it's now in my Tchum, so it's fine. It goes according to my Tchum. So that's the halach. Kiragle ha-memale, like the Tchum of the filler. Yeah. Now, why is it that moving water is not kone shvisa in its place? Why is it that river water is not kone shvisa? Why don't you say that when Friday came in, where was the water? It was, water was moving in a river miles away. Why do you not say that that's where it's kone shvisa? The water, wherever it was. Why don't you say that? Mishnah Berurah asked that question. Why don't you say that the water should be kone shvisa in its place in the river where it was when Shabbos came in? Similar, close. Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan, Lamed Zayin. I'm skipping the first few words. That time, the reason is, given the night since it moves, loy konu shvisa. It's the Baalem, since it moves, it's not kone shvisa. Farem ki ragla memale oisam, it's therefore it's going to have the feet, it's the tchum of the person who fills it. Sha'os kone shvisa b'shvisasoy. Because it moves, well, as long as it moves, and it's not static, it's not kone shvisa. Seif tes zayin, milei mayim, b'boil shel hefka, letzoy chaveiroi. Okay, you drew water from a boil shel hefka, from a public, from a hefka, ownerless pit, you took water from there, letzoy chaveiroi, for your friend. Harei kiragli memalei, you fill the, you will give the chum of the memalei of the filler. So Rabbi said, the shani is as follows. This case is the following. What happens if I ask you, do you mind, I can't be bothered schlepping all the water from the well. Do you mind to please go and take the water from the well? So now, does it go according to his tchum? Does it go according to Chaim, Yeshua, Halevi's tchum? Or does it go according to my tchum? The one who's taking the water, is he taking the water or am I taking the water? To where he's taking it to? So he's bringing it to me. So it's going according to my tchum, according to you. Does everybody agree with that? He's drawing the water, but yet it goes according to my tchum. He's my shliach. So Shulchan Aruch's words are as follows. Milei mayim, if you filled water, my boy from a pitcher hefka of hefka, let's say chaveroi for his friend, harem kiragel mamalei, he will have the tchum, the feet of the mamalei, the person who fills it, which is, in our particular case, Habach HaKosh of Chaim Yeshua, that it will go according to him. Because, yeah, it's true, he's my shliach, but since he's the one who actually actively and physically takes the water, it goes according to his tchum. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah goes into explanation why this is so. Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Lamed Tes. Kiragle Memale, Af Ach Shemosam Leodo, even after he has passed on the water to me, to the Meshalach. Hatam, the reason is, Daf, although, although we normally pasken, Hamagbia, somebody who lifts up, Metzia, an item, Lechavero for his friend, Kono Chavero, his friend acquired it. So if you lift up something for me, it's actually going to be mine. So why are we saying that it's Kone Shvisa according to you and not according to me? The answer is, Hanim Shum Migd Zochen Avshay, Zochen Avshay, because this works generally because of the rule of Migd Zochen Avshay, Zochen Avshay. Fakim Doloi Zochen Avshay, since normally he only Zoiches something, he only acquires something, because of me, on my behalf, harem kiraglov. So here, since the only reason why you did it is not for your own sake, you only did it as a favor for me, so therefore, he only drew the water as a favor to me. So he's not going to benefit in it. Therefore, actually, it actually. Because, yeah, so what's the vote? Hem shemig zochen av shezochen mechavei vikim dolo zochi le mekoi choi hem kirag lov. What I'm actually saying, so when I'm saying the svot of Bialocha, because Bialocha says that many are cholik on this. So the svot of Shulchan Aruch is, why would it be his? Because he actually physically does the action. That's what the svot is. Since you physically do the action, therefore it goes into your tchum. To Mishabur points out, the Bialocha brings many acholim are cholik, and that's what Samaskana seems to be, that since he's acting on my behalf, and so therefore in line with the rule, the general rule, that that he's doing Megbiya Matzir Mechavei, in line with that, therefore, it's actually my tchum. So it remains a machloek, because Achonim Mishmur seems to be paskin that goes according to the Meshalach. Seif Yud Zayin, top of page 526. Mishol Peres Mufkodim. Be'ir Acheres. Rechoyka Memenu. What happens if a person is called fruit? Mufkodim Be'ir Acheres. So let's say I've got fruit, which I want to... Can I give you responsibility to my fruit? Do you mind if I give you responsibility? Yeah, that's the case over here. I had fruits, and I give you... Can you hold on to them and look after them? It's far away. And they made an eruv to reach the eruv bnei oisoir, and that's right. So the eruv bnei oisoir lovo yatzloi, and they made an eruv. That particular city made an eruv to reach him. They made an eruv tchumim to reach him. Lo yovir le meper oisoir, that does not bring from his own fruits. Sheperoisov kamoyu, because his fruit is like him. So, let me just finish Shulchan Aruch. Bamei dvarim amurim, kshiyich lahem keren zov, it's only if there's a designated place for the fruit. Havalim lo yichad lahem, but if he did not designate to him fruit, a place for the fruit, harem kiraglei, zeh shem mufkodim etzloi, if he does not designate a place for them, then it will be like the person that took responsibility, in our case you, will go according to your tchum. Okay, so the case is, cases follows that if I asked you to look after something, and now I made Mishol Peros Mufkodim Beiacheres Rechoyk Memenu, the far away city. Ve'evu Bnei Oisoir Lovo Yatzloi. I forgot which way it was. One minute. Mishol Peros Mufkodim Beiacheres Ve'evu Bnei Oisoir Lovo Yatzloi. Who made an elf? Did you make an elf to go to me, or did I make an elf to go to you? Ve'evu Bnei Oisoir. So again, Mishol Peros Mufkodim Beiacheres. I had Peros, which I, you took responsibility for them. Rechoyk Minu, far away. Ve'evu Bnei Oisoir. And yes, and people in your city made an eruv to come to me. Okay, to come to me. Loi yovilo me peroisav, to not bring from your own fruit. She peroisav kamoyu. Don't bring from your own fruit. She peroisav kamoyu. I cannot bring fruit to you because I did not make an eruv, and you are out of my tchum. Since I did not make an eruv, I cannot bring fruit to you. Sheperoisov kamoyu. I didn't make it chum. That's because she yichid lehem keren zovis. But if I did not designate a certain place, harem kerag leizeh, shem ufkodim etzloi. But if I did not designate a place, then he will have the halachas of you, because your peres, he will have the halachas of your peres, because they have not been designated. I'll have to go over this. I'm a little bit confused. And we'll carry on Mitzvah. We'll go over it on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, the halachos which we did learn earlier is as follows. We learned about the boir, the water in a pit. We learned about if it's individual, if it's public, or it's hefka. We learned about the river and the water which is inside it, which moves, which therefore is not kind of shvisa when Shabbos comes in. We learned about the Hefka Boyer, and the Halacha Shulchan Aruch says that it's like the Memale. We said that the Bialach brings Machloikas, and having said all that, I wish you a very good Shabbos.